Federal fishery scientists have been searching for lost Dungeness crab pots in waters around Petersburg and Wrangell this August. The two-year project is part of a broader effort to learn more about the effect of various types of marine debris in the United States. So far, the researchers say the impact of derelict dungy pots in Alaska seems to be relatively low. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
National Marine Fisheries Service biologist Jacek Maselko and his colleagues have been plying southeast waters with side-scan sonar to pinpoint the location of lost crab pots in 30 to 100 feet of water.
It's really neat, actually, the sonar image. It's almost like a, not quite like a picture, but more like a negative shot. And you can identify crab pots very well using the sonar. And then once we process the data, we'll be able to get accurate GPS coordinates for each pot.
The study is aimed at learning the effects these so-called ghost pots have on the Dungeness crab population and the fishery that depends on it. Last year, Maselko and his team looked for and retrieved lost pots in the waters near Juneau. This year, they're focused on the popular fishing grounds at Duncan Canal near Petersburg, as well as the Stikine River Flats near Wrangell. They spend a couple of weeks finding the pots in late August, then they return in late September to retrieve a sample of those pots. Among other data, the team records how many crab, if any, are in the pot. They'll also use various means to determine how long the pot has been on the bottom. In Southeast, both commercial and sport fishermen are required to have escape mechanisms on their pots to prevent this ghost fishing. This involves the use of cotton twine to close off the pot lid. This cord eventually rots away so the lid can pop open. All of the commercial pots Maselko's team found in the Juneau area last year had the required escape mechanisms, but after a while underwater, he says some pots had started to fish again.
What happens is that the actual lid sometimes doesn't quite open enough. You know, they just flip open about an inch or so. And after a while, the marine growth actually will just keep it closed. So a barnacle will just grow on the side of the lid where the hinge is, and it will just shut it off completely.
Maselko says that 30% of pots that had been underwater for 7 years or more were catching dungies. Maselko says they retrieved 50 to 60 dungy pots last summer. The total number they located with sonar varied from area to area, ranging from zero to as many as 71 derelict pots with 55 trapped crabs in 1 square kilometer.
But that is the highest. Other areas have zero, five, three. It really just very, very variable, highly variable.
Based on last year's research, Maselko estimates that the amount of crab trapped in ghost pots in any one statistical area is the equivalent of less than 2% of the annual commercial catch for that area. From what he's seen so far, Maselko thinks Alaska's high rate of compliance with gear requirements has helped keep the impact of derelict pots relatively low here.
Really, compared to, let's say, Puget Sound, Alaska is really, the effects are pretty minute, pretty small.
The Dungy Pot Study is one of several projects funded by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Marine Debris Program. According to NOAA, the national and international effort is focused on identifying, reducing, and preventing debris in marine waters. For more information, visit the program website at marinedebris.noaa.gov. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.